Back now with Day to Day, I'm Alex Chadwick, and good economic news today. U.S. workers' productivity improved at a faster rate than expected last year, and retailers had a better February than they thought they would, and there's good news about jobs, too. Joining us is Marketplace's John Dimsdale in Washington. John, what's behind all the favorable numbers?
Well, productivity, which is the measure of output per hour of work, improved more than 2% near the end of last year, and that's much better than the earlier estimates of only 0.8%. Better productivity means higher living standards and lower prices. Now, it also means that companies can get away with hiring fewer workers, and that's why it was also good news that initial claims for unemployment benefits fell by about 1,000 the last week of February. That means the economy is expanding fast enough to keep employment growing. And stores, including Walmart, JCPenney, and Nordstrom, all reported strong sales in February, meaning consumers have confidence in their own financial outlook.
Well, it sure sounds like the economy's headed in the right direction.
You'd think so, looking at these numbers. However, a new survey of chief financial officers finds the most pessimism in almost 4 years. The director of that survey, Duke University business professor John Graham, says surprisingly, financial executives worry that the lower value of the dollar, which is usually considered to be good for domestic exporters, is hurting companies because of higher costs of raw materials from abroad.
There's a lot of concern CFOs have right now from rising interest rates, high fuel costs, high healthcare costs. The CFOs say we're being cautious, you know, we're not going to have a recession, but we're growing slowly because of economic uncertainty and a lot of risk factors right now.
John, wasn't there a survey earlier this week saying the opposite, that businesses are optimistic about the economy's future?
Yep. The Business Roundtable asked 118 CEOs about their outlook and found the highest reading in 2 years. They're predicting higher sales, more investments in plant and equipment and jobs. Now, the CFO survey takers say we should pay more attention to their survey because they're the folks who have a more accurate sense of the economy. They're responsible for paying the bills and making financial decisions down where the rubber meets the road. But the CEOs say they have a big picture look at the horizon. They're not focusing on the day-to-day trends the CFOs are meeting. As usual, it depends what part of the economy you look at. There are good trends and bad trends, and you can make a good case for either argument. If anything, it's probably a good sign that both cases can be made right now. Later today on Marketplace, we try to figure out who's going to watch ESPN's new all-college sports all-the-time cable channel.
Thanks, John. John Dimsdale from Marketplace from American Public Media.